sunrise in the morning. Sunrise. Bain al-Tulu'ain means, two rises. Rise of morning and rise of sun. Rise of the morning is like, say, nowadays is about 4 o'clock in the morning. And sunrise is about 5 minutes or 7 minutes to 6 o'clock. So there is 1 hour 50 minutes, that's the recommended time. But remember, it's very important, before I say what it is, remember, it is not to say, if you do it in other times, it does not have the effect. But the effect would be like you're using a very good detergent, which makes it very shiny faster. If you do it those 3 days of the week at those times that I said.
Sorry, I missed the first part. What should we have to do on that 3 days?
I haven't said it. Wait. Okay. Be patient. Okay. So I was just telling you the timings, and now I'm telling you what to do. Is you start with open the Quran, and then you start with Bismillah Rahman Rahim with Surah Fatiha, and put your fingers on the lines of Quran. Say, you put it on the from the Bismillah Rahman Rahim of Surah Fatiha, and you say this word. You have heard this, لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. You know what it is. This is a verse of Quran. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون means what? Means no one touches it except clean people. Pure people or cleansed people. So you say, لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. On every line you say it once. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. Until you finish Surah Fatiha, okay? And then, when you finish Surah Fatiha, you go to part 30 of Quran, Surah Naba. You remember in part 30, it starts with Surah Naba. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, amma yatasa'alun. Then you start from that Surah Naba. Sorry, I forgot to tell you one thing. Before you start with Surah Fatiha, you recite 14 times salawat. 14th time salawat. Then you start putting your hand on Surah Fatiha. When Surah Fatiha finished, you go to Surah Naba, right? Which is the Juz part 30 of Quran. You start the same thing. La yamassu illa al-mutahharun. La yamassu illa al-mutahharun. Until the end of Quran. That's one full Juz. So you start with Surah Fatiha, jump into 30th Juz, and then do all that. Okay?
How long do we
have to take? Until the Surah? You have got those Bain al-Tulu'ain. But Ghazi have said, even if it stretches to after the Bain al-Tulu'ain, just because you have not been quick enough, that's fine. It's okay.
No, I mean for how many
months? He says, it's good to do that every now and then. He doesn't say not for it. Okay, so that's for purification of touch sense. So again, you see, it's with Quran cleansing. Similarly, I don't want to go through all of the five senses. Similarly, for ears, listen to Quran. For taste, don't eat Quran, of course. When it comes to taste, don't take for everything is Quran like that. So, we have for tasting, of course, you have to always the foremost thing is refraining from any more polluting them. Refrainment from any more polluting them. So, this is a start of entering nafsul, cleansing nafsul haywani, and now we want to enter nafsul human being, which we said Imam Ali alayhi salam explained it. He says, sorry?
What about the taste?
This is what I said, refrain. Refrain from whatever we are not supposed to. And so we enter what we said last night. Last night Imam alayhi salam said, now the third nafs. We spoke about nafs of plants, nafs of animal that we have. The third type of nafs we have was nafsun natiqatul qudsiyyah, was divine. Divine thinking, intellectual, ahsan. Divine intellectual soul. Imam said, قُوَّةٌ لَهُوتِيَةٌ. It comes from neighboring of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran says, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. That is a potentiality. You don't have it, you only have ability to retain it, to gain it. Okay? Then the start of it was بَدْ وَإِجَادَهَا إِنْدَ الْبِلَادَةُ الدُّنْيَوِيَةِ. Start of it was when we are born to this life. We said that last night as well, right? Do not think, because I remember when two years ago when we started, no one is calling you. 2 years ago when we started Ma'arif, because sometimes, especially quite a lot of times I do repeat, I remember some of you people were telling me, what is this, Amu, you don't prepare yourself and you come and just do repeat every time. And I wanted, and I'm telling you so that you do not take the same concept, you do not take it that, it is not that I do not have more material to tell you, but these are important. There's no point I just quickly say and pass. You have to learn it. So, بعد و ایجاد ها این دل ولادت دنیاویه. It starts that soul when we are born. مقر روها, you remember I said مقر روها علوم الحقیقیه. It is, where is it? Where does it stay? This human soul. Where does it stay? In معارف الحقیقیه. In real knowledge. Real important knowledge. مواددها, you remember I told you from here, it is new, this new topic of today. Material of this human soul is, material is, what is it made of? What is it made of? You remember from last night? Ali Agha, what was it made of?
Made of intellectual. Ulum al-haqiqiyya?
No, that was istighfar. Agha Sajid, do you remember? The mawad, the material of human soul was, no one remembers? So I had prepared $100,000 prize for tonight. So no one is winning that. Sorry? No. It was imagine tasavvur and tasdiq. It was ta'idatul aqliyyah, was intellectual acknowledgement. Do you remember? Intellectual acknowledgement. Intellectual acknowledgement is the material for human soul. What is that intellectual acknowledgement? We said it. It is not that I say you just something I say, and you do not understand it, and you say yes, you're right, Amo. That's not the type of acknowledgement. Acknowledgement which is based on a prior proper imagination of the issue, right? So now when you say Imam Ali says we have got four types of soul, it is all one soul. In entity wise is one, but it has got four levels. So you're imagining what Imam Ali says. That is imagining, then you acknowledge, say, oh yes, I understand. When I refer to myself, yes, I have growth in my hands, I have growth in my hair, so that's my planting soul. Oh yes, I have got five senses, I eat, I do this, I do that, all these five senses I use, I smell, that means that is my animalistic soul. Yes, Imam Ali, yes, Imam, I acknowledge, I have that as well. See, so this is acknowledgement. Acknowledgement based on understanding it. That is the material for human soul. Is it clear? Istighrar, the place it resides is in ulum, in knowledge. Material of it is learning it by way of acknowledgement. The next one, fi'luha. What is fi'l? Fi'l was action. You remember in the other two souls we said that fi'l of planting soul was numubbaz ziyada, was growth and increasing. That was the fail, the action of your soul of planting. What was the action of animal soul? Remember? It was harakatu zulmul, harakatu iktisabu shahawat dunyaviyya. Remember? Acquiring lust of material lust, motion, injustice, domination of others, these are all actions of animal. Now, what is action of human soul? When we acquire those knowledge, what is the action of it? فِعْلُهَا مَعَارِفُ الرَّبَّانِيَّةِ means divine knowledge. مَعَارِف means, comes from the word irfan. That means you get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by it. By human soul, fail, an action, and task and duty of this human soul is ma'arif al-rabbaniyyah, means knowing of knowledge about God. We acquire knowledge about God. See how beautifully these are all matches. Allah has created insan. This is in Quran. Allah has created insan to know Allah. And Imam Ali is explaining the result of it is the same. فعلها معارف الربانية. Action of it is knowledge about Allah. سبب و فراغها. Please. سبب و فراغها تحلل الآلات الجسمانية. That means the reason for this soul. فراغ means going away, becoming distant from your body. That means this, the reason that takes you away. تحلل الآلات الجسمانية. That is when your body becomes weak. When our body weakens gradually, the old people or the people get sick, or people who are not sick but they get old, gradually they weaken their body. That is the reason that results in this soul departs from the body. So, sabab of faragha.
Sorry, is Farim by
here? Sorry?
Farim.
No. And then he says, فَإِذَا فَارَغَدْ عَدَتْ إِلَى مَا مِنْهُ بَدَتْ. Again, like the same thing. When it separates from the body, returns to where it has come from. Where did it come from? What was the origin of it? Ulumul? No, it was, sorry. It came from Qubbatun Lahuti. It came from the neighborhood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, I can't use it here. I mean, that becomes conditional. I don't want, because what about those people who don't? Sorry. So what happens? When we die, it returns. That soul returns to where it came from. Where did it come from? It comes from neighborhood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it says, Audu mujawiratun la audu mumazije. Remember in those last two souls, plantic soul and animal soul, it said when it dies, it goes back. But it goes back to where it came from, but it becomes mamzuj, mumazije. You remember? Mixed up. Then there is no more. When I die, I do not have my animalistic soul anymore. It stays separate as individual identity. Say, this is animalistic soul of Sayyid Baslam. It's not like that. It goes back to a flock, Alexis. You don't see it. Number. But for this soul, it says, is opposite. It says, Odu mujawaratun la odu mumazije. It says, it goes back to where it came from, but like sitting next to the another soul. Not Odu mumazije. Does not mix up with another thing. It does not mix up with that main universal soul. It's very beautiful. That means that is how we are made to live for eternity. For eternity we are there. We never perish. We never mix up with another entity. Our entity or our identity remains forever individually there. Okay? So, Audu mujawaratun la audu mumazije. It does not mix up with another soul. It stays alone by itself. Not alone in terms of nobody around. I mean, individually. So, this is about the soul of nafs al natiqa. What was the first one? Sorry? Kulliyatul ilahiyya. That's the fourth type of nafs. Do you think you guys want to know about this? Yeah, of course tomorrow. But my question, why I questioned it was, now that you learned about nafs al natiqa qudsiyya, how many of you guys find that you have got nafs al natiqa qudsiyya in you? Please, whoever has it, hold up your hand. Unfortunately, no, honestly, look at it this way. You want to see you have it, that means if you have it, is this. If you have made it, first see whether you have got the material of it or not. The material of it was intellectual acknowledgement. Do you have intellectual acknowledgement for ma'arif? Do you? No. How do we know we do not have it? Because its action is ma'arif or rabbani. It says, the action of this soul is knowledge about Allah. Do we have the knowledge about Allah? So we don't have that soul yet. And it says, مَقَرَّهَا الْعُلُومُ الْحَقِيَةِ. So there are many signs. Of course, I don't know about you. Inshallah, you have a little bit of it. I don't have any of it yet. I'm trying to acquire it further in my life. Allah give me more life. So, Inshallah, but we can make one thing for sure. We can do one more important thing. We can make a pledge ourselves. Oh Allah, now that I knew. See, because before we know is one story. Once we knew, the story becomes different. You cannot say to Allah, oh Allah, I did not know. Now we know. Now Abu Sa'id, who made all this trouble so that we know, we cannot tell Allah we did not know. That we have to know that, yes, I make an intention tonight. Oh Allah, I want to acquire this soul. How do I acquire this soul? I continue with ma'arif. Inshallah, tomorrow night I speak about the other nafs. And then after that, we enter to that more. Of course, they're all beautiful and interesting. But we go enter, inshallah, to the interesting part of it, which is more to do with liqa'ullah. Bar Muhammad wa al-Muhammad salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.